Since I've been calling people up this morning, time for those very young children to come up and join me in the front. Young, very young, middle young. You know, cowboy hats on. Good morning. You have their feet. Okay. Just what Moses did when he encountered the Lord in the wilderness. God in his bare feet. Can you tell me what these are? Aiden? Sunglasses. What are sunglasses for? Bethany? Sun! Can we put them on the sun?
No.
No, Bethany? You wear them so the sun doesn't hurt your eyes. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's right. So the sun won't get in my eyes, and I won't cry. Yes. These are my sunglasses. I wear them for driving, mostly. I don't wear them any other time. Most of the time. Aiden? I'll tell you that I didn't always wear sunglasses. I can tell you the time when I first bought myself a pair of sunglasses. I had never worn them before, I'd never worried about it before, and we were living in Colorado. Colorado is a state full of mountains, and one day a friend and I decided to climb a mountain, a very tall one called Uncompahgre Peak. It is over 14,000 feet high, to give you an idea. Right now we're at about 900 feet above sea level. Uncompahgre is about 14,000 feet in height. It was an early fall, and it was beautiful down where we were at about 9,000 feet or so with the town we were living in. There were rainbows up there, indeed. You could see them. We went climbing up this mountain, and soon, in Colorado, the sky is almost always bright blue. There are very few clouds drifting across the sky. But I thought, that's not a problem. Bright skies, sunshine, I'll have my eyes on the trail most of the time, so I won't worry about sunglasses, even though my friend was sure to bring his. Well, we got halfway up the mountain, and we discovered that there was snow, a lot of it, up there. Do you know what snow does to sunlight? Catch it? It reflects it back. So no matter where I looked on that hike, this is like a 5-hour hike, no matter where I looked on this hike, there was sun coming at me. Yes, Aiden?
Some sun reflects off the snow and shiny.
Yes, exactly. And it was looking shiny all around me for that whole hike. When I came back down from the bottom of that beautiful mountaintop where I had seen it looked like half of Colorado all around me, I came down, I had not worn sunglasses. And I had only put on a little bit of sunscreen when I left on my face. My face was roasted. It was only slightly lighter than the shirt I'm wearing now, all around my eyes. And you know what else I found out? I found out that it is possible to sunburn your eyeballs. Did you know this? I was squinting the whole time because, of course, there's sun reflecting all around me. And across the whites of my eyes, I had a strip of pink that hurt. For about a full day, my eyes ached because all the light had been reflected up into my eyes and I had nothing to protect me from it. I learned a lesson that day. So from that day forward, when I'm driving especially, because I need to not be squinting and be paying attention, I wear sunglasses. And when I'm hiking in Colorado, whether it's the winter or the summer, I wear sunglasses to protect my eyes. Hold on just one moment. Because this connects with our story in Exodus this morning, which says that Moses went up to the mountaintop to speak with God, and he came back down from the mountain, and he was radiant. His face was shining. Now, I think his face was shining in a different way than mine was shining when I came down from the mountain and had sunburn. It was bright pink, including my eyeballs. But the glory of the Lord was so intense for Moses that it sort of stuck to him when he was up there with God. And he shone down upon people that the Israelites that he was taking care of. So he was actually shining with the glory of God from being in the presence. presence of God. And part of the lesson for us this morning is that when we follow Jesus Christ, when we learn from Him and put our trust in Him, He shines upon us. And just like Moses on the mountaintop, we get some of that glory. It kind of sticks to us, and we shine it out into the world in all sorts of different ways. Yes, Aiden. Just like the sun in the sky can make my face radiant when I get a sunburn, so the sun, S-O-N, Jesus Christ, can make us radiant when we follow Him. That's a good connection. That's a great use of the pun. Let me pray for us for that glory, and then I'll send you back to your seats. Okay, one more, go ahead.
All the way up the very tall mountain.
Yes, he did. Good job, you were paying attention to the story.
Good work. Big, big, tall mountain.
Well done. Let me pray for it. Lord, we thank you that we get to go to the top of your mountain into your presence in Jesus Christ. And we ask that as we put our faith in Him, your glory would shine on us, and then would shine out into the world. Make us mirrors for your glory. Make us carriers of your glory so that more of the world may see your light. Make this so for us by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming out this morning. You may return to your seats.